you know, we tend to fire only under duress, and then we hire quick because we got this hole that we got to fill, and any warm body is better than no warm body. And you've got to reverse that process. You've got to be recruiting all the time for really great people, and you got to be cleansing all the time, you know, the bottom. Of the books that I would recommend, by the way, one of them is Jack Welch's book on winning, and his section on this is excellent. Now we got questions.
Yes, operator, please put the first question for the room. Hey, Dwight.
Hey, Lee. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
This is our martial arts guy.
Okay. At the start of the call, I thought I was a pretty good employer. Now I think I suck.
Well, by the way, Dwight, everybody who's listening thought that. So what's your question?
Okay. So now I ended up with two questions. The first one's pretty easy. If the employee worships the employer and wants to be just like him, do you still think, Dan, that it's an adversarial relationship?
Yeah, at its core. I mean, look, that's very helpful. And it's there in your business to a great degree. But it's also there in a lot of other businesses. And first of all, it's very hard to sustain over a long period of time because familiarity, you know, has its own impact. But it's helpful. And it allows you to do different things and to do things a little differently. But you can't change the core nature of this. And that is wealth differential, power differential, ownership, non-ownership. You're mentally and emotionally intertwined with your business 24/7. That person is not and never can be, barring the rare exception, so rare that we should not manage as if they existed. So you still have to approach this with real management procedures and practices and policies. You can't now just, again, be loose and sloppy about this because the person really admires you. Helpful, but not permission not to manage, and specifically not to manage for profit.
Okay. And my original question that I'd submitted was about working with a significant other, and if you had any rules for engendering a more entrepreneurial spirit in that person.
Well, that's not necessarily what you need or want to do. A lot of spouse partnerships work very well because each partner is not equally entrepreneurial. Partnerships tend to work best with clear division of labor, responsibility, interests, and tend not to work so well, actually, when there's duplication. And so the best same-gender business partnerships over the years that are legendary in business techs are almost all Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside kind of partnerships. Think Walt Disney and Roy Disney, or Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel at Amway. And a lot of my clients who at least profess to have and appear to have both good marriages and good business partnerships, the roles are clearly separate and the interests of the people in the roles are clearly separate. Having said that, if what you mean by entrepreneurial is more amenable to risk and growth and expansion and all of that, you can't force that on anybody. All it can come through is exposure to others and actual success, although neither one of those things is a guarantee of it happening. I have a client who has gone from zero to